Lord Bloodraw's nerve-wracking auditorium is made possible by Lord Bloodraw's Patreon supporters. Information at patreon.com/LordBloodraw. Ah, I'm so glad you're here. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Lord Bloodraw. I host horror and science fiction films on my TV series, Lord Bloodraw's Nerve-Wracking Theater, but here, in this cool, intimate darkness, I'll be presenting tales of horror and the uncanny solely for you, alone. In this auditorium within your mind, you will coalesce the settings and the players from the ether of your imagination. Your terror will be your own creation. This is the sorcery of sound, the subtle magic of old-time radio. Horror. Please leave your eyes at the door. You will not need them. This is Lord Bloodraw's nerve-wracking auditorium. Science has given us wonders. A better understanding of ourselves and the stars. Ways of seeing, hearing, and experiencing at a great distance. And many miraculous ways to delay death. Delay. Death, yes, but still it inevitably comes, and as yet, science cannot prevent it, nor can it bring a living being back from death. Yet. Here, then, is a cautionary tale featuring the great Boris Karloff. Death Robbery from Lights Out.
Hideous things come out of the darkness to prowl the tortured earth. Evil hands stretch forth to seize. Evil eyes are watching. Unholy voices whisper and quarrel in the fearful silence. Death stalks. Loathsome, horrible death. Dare you put out your lights and listen to Boris Karloff in a story of horror in the deepening darkness? Dare you listen to Lights Out?
I'm glad you brought up the question of ethics, Ed. Sometimes I think science is too ethical. Stands in the way of research.
I don't know, David. Take your work, for example. It's wonderful, but you have to be very cautious. I think working with monkeys is about as far as you should go right now.
Oh, but Ed, David is past that stage. Why not show Ed the one you work on today, darling?
If you'd like to see it, Ed. It's right in the lab.
Yes, I would. I saw it last night after you injected the poison.
I'll get it, David.
Thank you, dear. It's in the second cage.
Ruth's a wonderful girl, David. Must be a big help to you in your work.
Don't know what I'd do without her. But if she ever gets too interested in pure science, I'm going to lock her out of the lab and just make her go back to being a wife.
How do you find time for a wife?
Now, look here. All you practicing surgeons think the research man is a machine. Not me, Ed. Ruth means more to me than all the discoveries I might make. Her happiness is all I live and work for.
Well, I can't say that I blame him. She's a very charming person.
Ah, here he is.
Same one you saw last night, Ed. Stone dead. And there he is, just as healthy and alive as any other monkey.
Why, it's amazing, David. Naturally, I've followed all the experiments along this line, but you seem to have progressed much farther.
David can't go any farther with animals. He's ready for the next step, and he can do it.
Well, I'm all for research, David. But you have a moral obligation in this sort of thing. How do you know it'll work with human beings?
Oh, you're a surgeon yourself, Ed. You know that human beings are animals, just like all the subjects I've used. I know it'll work.
Well, knowing it won't get you far with society. You'll have to submit proof.
I know that, and I've tried every way I can think of to get a human being to demonstrate on.
He's tried insane asylums, penitentiaries, everywhere.
No one will listen to me.
Well, in a way, you can't blame them. Even to me, with my training, the idea seems, well, blasphemous.
My dear Ed, you can't stop scientific progress because of a so-called moral concept.
Besides, what could be less blasphemous than a triumph over death?
I'm sorry, but I can't see it that way. I wouldn't want to try it on me. When I'm dead, I want to stay dead.
Oh, that's foolish, Ed. Well, if I die first, I want David to use me for a subject.
Ruth, don't look so startled, Ed. She's always been my strongest supporter. But I'm not going to use her as a subject. I like her too well as a wife.
Still, it gives me the shivers to hear you talk that way, Ruth.
Why? I've seen David's work grow to where the technique is perfect. Before long, his experiments will be recognized by the whole medical world. And if I can help him achieve that goal, I'm willing to do anything. Living or dead. I mean it.
Said she wanted to do it, Ed, living or dead.
David, you're surely not going to hold her to that. Not now.
Of course I am. She meant it.
But
I called you over here tonight, Ed, because I need help.
Don't tell me that.
That I want you to help me bring Ruth's... to bring her here? That's exactly what I mean.
David...
Will you help me? Or must I bribe some stranger?
David, why don't you give this thing up? It's inhuman.
Ed, if I succeed, I'll have Ruth back. Don't you see how much it means?
Well, yes, if you're successful.
Oh, I've no doubt about that. Look, I've got my laboratory record. 714 times I performed the experiment on guinea pigs, rabbits, monkeys. 714 times it's been successful. Don't you see?
But, David, this is no laboratory experiment. Ruth was your wife.
She is my wife. The only woman I ever loved. That's why I want to bring her back here and start her breathing and living again.
There's an ugly name for what you're asking me to do, David.
I know. Grave robbery. But there's a better name for it, Ed. Death robbery. We'll rob old man Death. Kick the door shut. On the operating table.
I must say you are completely equipped.
It's surgery, just as well as a lab. Everything we need is here.
There. Well, it's done.
Not yet.
You mean you want me to stay?
Ed, listen. Ever since Ruth... Well, I guess I've leaned on you for everything. I won't ask you to stay, but I do need you. Just a little longer.
All right, David. I'll stay.
Ruth will be the first to thank you when we succeed.
David, I'll always doubt this until I see Ruth living, breathing, smiling again.
It won't be long. Just a matter of 15 or 20 minutes.
If nothing happens. What will you do if your operation doesn't work?
Then you'll have just one more job to do as my friend.
And that?
Would be to bury both of us.
Oh, now look, David.
If Ruth isn't alive again within a few minutes, I'll have lost her forever. And I'll have proved that my whole life's work is useless. I'll have reason enough to use any of a dozen tricks that any good surgeon knows. End the whole business. Oh, but don't look so horrified, Ed. We won't fail. Let's begin.
I should remind you once more, David, that you're usurping powers that belong to... God Almighty.
I like to think that Providence has wisely held back the knowledge of things like this until we knew how to use them, and I know how. Hand me that large beaker.
All right. I'm not going to back out on you, David. What shall I do?
No, you'll work as you haven't worked in surgery before. Thank heavens I've got your skill on my side. Now then, first strap the sphygmomanometer on her arm.
I just happened to think of something.
Keep moving. This is all a matter of timing.
Yeah, but, David...
Here are your instruments. I want the incision right here where I'm shaving the hair. Make a small incision just at the fontanelle while I prepare the solution.
David, have you considered...
Please, work fast.
But, Dave, what? She was embalmed, you know.
Of course I know that. I've something to replace the blood and counteract the fluid.
It's ghastly.
Finish the cut. I know what I'm doing.
Well, that's all for the incision, but after all...
It'll work nice. Now cut away the dura mater.
Entirely? Leave the brain exposed?
Yes, yes, I'll fix that. I've done it 700-odd times.
This is no guinea pig or monkey.
Well, I hardly need reminding.
Sorry. What's that?
A compound I've synthesized myself.
What is it?
I call it digammapyridamine. Oh, I know that isn't chemically correct, but it's as close as I can get to it. I knew that something like it must exist. It took 3 years to track it down. Took me that long to make the first drop of it.
You know what you're doing, all right?
Yes, I do. Now then, if you're finished, take the leads from that storage battery there and attach the positive to the silver plate on the shelf. Put that at her feet.
I feel as if I were doing something unholy.
Place the tip of the negative in the incision you made in the skull. Be sure the tip of the wire actually penetrates the pia mater.
David... What if you bring her back?
I will bring her back.
But what if you bring her back and find she comes back without her soul?
What? Her soul?
Yes.
You're a surgeon, and you believe in a soul?
Well, I hesitate to say there is no such thing.
You've seen a good many deaths, haven't you? Have you ever seen any evidence that the soul escapes at death?
Perhaps I couldn't recognize the evidence.
Let's put it this way, then. If there is any soul, it either leaves the body or stays with it at death. Now, no reputable surgeon or physician has ever been able to report the slightest evidence of the soul's having left the body. So, the soul, if there is a soul, must stay with the body, a part of it. I'm ready now, if you've finished.
Everything's set.
Good. Close that switch, then, at the battery. Watch the meter and keep the current between plus and minus 5 of 150. There's a rheostat on the edge of the table. All right?
All right.
Now, I'm going to inject 10 cc's of adrenaline in the brachial artery.
Adrenaline?
Adrenaline and something else. There. God, she's beautiful, Ed.
Yes. She was.
She is. You'll see her in a few minutes, just as she was.
I wonder what you'll have to tell us.
Nothing. Death is only a transcendental sleep.
Do you really believe that,
dear? Oh, well, what's the difference? How's the current?
Let's see. What? It's jumped to 180.
Good. Bring it back to 150. That's the result of the injection.
On a dead body?
Let's say suspended animation. There are still a few things in surgery you don't know, aren't there?
I never dreamed of a reaction like that.
I'll show you more. Help me swing this lamp over here.
But...
Let the ammeter go. It'll hold steady for a minute now.
But it might jump again.
No, it won't. I've been all through this before. The reactions are exactly the same as the others.
And this lamp? X-rays?
No, it's a modification of the cathode ray. And just another of my developments. I call these our theta rays.
Why do you call them that?
Well, most rays are named for the first few letters in the Greek alphabet. Alpha, beta, gamma, and so on.
Well, that explains theta. Didn't you say a-theta?
Yes. But theta was called the letter of death by the ancient Greeks.
Well, that's right. It was the first letter in the word thanatos. Death. I see. A theta without death.
Maybe I was too sentimental.
Maybe. At least human for once.
Let's not argue. Here goes the ray. Now, quickly, the solution.
Inject it?
No, pump it. I built this pump especially for it. There's the pump switch, Ed.
Here?
Yeah. Turn it on and watch the ammeter.
Okay. It's jumping.
How far?
155.
Let it go.
160. 170.
Hold it there. It'll stay there now. Listen carefully.
Yes.
As soon as I turn off the pump, I want Spigmo readings.
But there won't be any blood pressure.
Wait and see. Give me a reading each time I ask for it and take them carefully. Are you ready?
Oh, this is fantastic. I'm ready.
Okay. Reading.
Systolic zero. Diastolic zero.
That's all right. It'll take a few seconds. Now.
40.
My God. Diastolic. Hurry.
Zero.
My aortic valve is still open. I'll turn off the ray. Reading.
48. Over 42. David.
Not yet. Now the stopwatch. 7 seconds after I say go, I want the systolic. Now you have it?
Right.
Ready. Now, go. Lord, look at my hand.
Well, I don't wonder.
Ruth, darling, just a few more minutes. All right, Ed. Now the ray again. We'll know the answer very soon.
How long do you use the ray this time, David?
Not long. Give me a reading.
68. Over 67.
Now.
70.
Diastolic.
68.
Now.
David. 118. 76.
Close. Now.
120. That's it. 80.
The stethoscope, quick. Here. Listen. Almost a coma.
She's all right otherwise?
As far as I can tell, her respiration's normal, pulse just a tiny bit fast, and the reflex is slow, but apparently all right.
David, I feel I must apologize to you.
Apologize? Why?
Well, for doubting you, I suppose.
You'll learn to believe me.
I'm very calm in the face of all this. Do you realize that you've performed a miracle?
A miracle? I brought my wife back to me, as I promised her.
It's an unholy thing, but...
But we've conquered death. Is that unholy?
We have conquered death. May God forgive us.
She'll only wait now.
How long has she been asleep?
Let me see. 11 hours.
Hasn't spoken at all?
Not since that first scream, when she fell asleep.
Have you given her anything?
Just a few drops of brandy.
Have you tried to wake her?
No, but I think I'll try now.
Oh, wait a minute before you do.
Why?
Well, I hate to keep harping on this business about a soul, David. I realize this is no place for a philosophic discussion, but I can't help wondering why Ruth screamed when she first came back to life.
I think there's a logical explanation. After all, it must have been a physical shock.
Well, that's true. It must also be true that there was a great mental shock involved. I think that's why she screamed, and I'm wondering whether there's been a permanent effect on her mind. Or, as I prefer to think of it, her soul.
Oh, you're simply borrowing trouble, Ed. I've never seen any sign of permanent damage in my other experiments.
Don't forget that Ruth was a human being.
Well, there's only one way to find out. I'm going to wake her.
You're not afraid?
Afraid? Of what? Ruth?
Wake up, darling.
Oh, Father.
Ruth, dear, it's David speaking. Wake up, dearest. Ruth. Ruth. Darling. No wonder it scared a poor girl. Ruth, it's David, dear. I kept my promise and you're alive again.
Father.
Oh, you're all right, honey. It's David.
David, what's the matter?
God, it's her mind.
No, David. Her soul.
David, you'd better go out for a little exercise now.
No, I'll stay here with her.
I'll stay while you go out and walk around a bit. You've been there with her since 8 o'clock last night without any let-up. Go on, I'll stay.
Ed.
I know, old boy. I'd give anything myself if we could undo what we've done, but...
Ed, what could I do?
Well, there may be something. Let's try an experiment when she wakes up again.
What kind of an experiment?
Well, let's see if we can talk to her, get her to say anything. If we can get a flicker of intelligence, maybe we can teach her, build up from a small fragment.
Maybe it might work. I'm going to wake her up and try it.
But not now. Why don't you take a walk, relax a little, and get something to eat while you're out.
Eat? I can't eat. I'm going to wake her. Ruth. Ruth.
David, why not let her sleep?
She's waking up now. Ruth. Hello, Ruth. Are you waking up?
Poor child.
There. She repeats after me. A little. Maybe it will work, Ed. Ruth.
Ruth!
David.
David!
It works.
Seems to. Ruth, say I want a glass of water.
Seems to.
I want a glass of water.
Water.
It's too long for a... Ruth. Say, Ruth.
Ruth.
Loves.
Loves.
David.
David.
Ruth loves David.
Ruth loves David.
Ruth loves David.
Ruth loves David. Ruth loves David.
It's working, Ed. Maybe. But what is she thinking?
I don't know.
No, no.
Ruth, stop it.
Stop it.
Wait a minute, old man.
This
is too much for you, tired as you are. Go on out and take a little walk, and I'll work with her for a while.
Stop.
Your nerves won't take much of this.
Oh, I guess you're right, Ed. I can't think anymore. I'll be right there.
Fine, fine. Uh-huh. I'll take good care of her and see what I can find out.
Be patient with her.
Don't worry. I will. And you get something to eat while you're out.
All right, I'll try.
Poor guy, this is really rough on him.
Rough on him?
Ruth.
Ruth.
We're kidding ourselves. There's nothing there. She's a parrot. Never mind, Ruth. Ruth, put on the scalpel.
Scalpel!
You'll hurt yourself. Ruth, stay away. Never put it down. Think of David.
David!
Ruth!
Ed, for God's sake, what happened?
Ruth. Scalpel.
I'll get something and fix you right up.
Wait. No use.
Now, look.
Doctor. Artery. No hope.
Ed. All right, Doctor. Your diagnosis is correct.
A minute or two left. Ruth's hiding. Watch out. No soul. She'll kill you, too.
What have I done, Ed? Everything I've done is wrong.
Oh, wonderful technique, Doctor. Congratulations. What about soul?
Ed. Ruth. She's somewhere in the house. What if she gets out and a scalpel in her hands?
Ruth.
There's been enough damage. Ruth! Ruth! Basement. I'd better take a gun. Ruth! That scalpel, you'll hurt yourself. Ruth!
Ruth, love, David!
Ruth, come back!
Ruth, love, David!
Come back! Hello? Yes? Oh. Hello, Doctor. Well, I've been busy in the lab. No. No, there's nothing new. Just an experiment. No. Like so many experiments, it just didn't work out.
Lights Out is produced and directed by Bill Lawrence. The script is by Paul Pierce and Willis Cooper. This is Ken Niles speaking for Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chick Injector razors and blades, and famous Eversharp Precision writing instruments. For birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, and business gifts, remember the best gift of all is an Eversharp CA pen. Buy yours tomorrow during the sensational Eversharp CA pen sale. Buy now and save as much as 60%. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
Ruth was not quite the same after she returned from the dead. Was this because her soul, whatever we mean by that word, didn't return with her? Or did death dissolve everything she was into the ether, leaving behind the flesh machine to be reactivated, a ship without a pilot? Perhaps someday science will answer that question, whether or not the answer is too terrifying to know. Thank you for joining me in the Nerve Wracking Auditorium, and I hope you'll come again. But now it's time for you to rejoin the real world. I am Lord Bloodraw, and I'll be waiting here for you in the shadows of your mind until the next time you seek the darkness. Good night.